Thank you and good morning. Arcata police officers attempted a traffic stop on a vehicle driven by 27-year-old Brett Hansen early Tuesday morning at Samoa Boulevard and Union Street in Arcata, but Hansen refused to pull over and instead fled the scene, leading officers on a vehicle pursuit that would end in McKinleyville. Hansen drove onto Highway 101 and headed north with officers in pursuit in a chase that reached speeds over 90 miles per hour. Hansen then headed east on 299 and officers lost contact. Police later spotted Hansen's vehicle near Murray Road and a second pursuit ensued. That pursuit ended with Hansen crashing his vehicle on Kelly Street and he fled the scene on foot. Despite a search of the area, Hansen remains at large. On Monday, a federal judge ruled that federal drug law enforcers cannot shut down medical marijuana dispensaries that are compliant with California state law. With marijuana legalization gaining steam nationally, and with the personal possession of marijuana legal in Oregon, Washington, and Colorado, and the possession of medical cannabis legal in California, the clash between state and federal regulations is headed for direct conflict. United States Circuit Court Judge Charles Breyer ruled on Monday that a budget amendment approved by Congress in 2014 protects medical marijuana dispensaries from federal legal action, and it bars the Justice Department from spending money to prevent California and other states from implementing laws regarding medical marijuana. The Associated Press reports that Judge Breyer's opinion may be precedent-setting, and he is quoted as saying that it defies logic for the federal government to argue that it does not prevent California from implementing its medical marijuana laws by shutting down heavily regulated medical marijuana dispensaries. A Covelo man fired at a dog who he suspected killed his chickens. Jordan Christmas has more.
The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office arrested Covelo resident Gabriel Ferrero over the weekend after Ferrero was found discharging his firearm in the parking lot of a preschool. Deputies responded to the 76,000 block of High School Street after reports surfaced that Ferrero was firing a shotgun at a dog that had killed his livestock at a nearby residence. No injuries were reported and no children were in the vicinity of the preschool. Ferrero was then detained and booked into Mendocino County Jail for reckless discharge of a firearm and possession of a firearm on school property.
Thank you, Jordan. State Republican leaders will be in Ontario today to urge the State Transportation Commission to adopt a package of proposals from the State Republican Caucus regarding funding for road and transportation needs. State Republican leaders have argued that instead of new taxes or raising taxes, the state should use money already collected for road maintenance to actually maintain state roads, highways, and bridges. State Senator Anthony Canella said in an email that we all understand the need to repair our existing roads and build for the future. We must begin by using the funds that are currently being brought in through vehicle weight fees and cap-and-trade programs and other revenue sources. The legislature's Republican caucus has introduced four bills aimed at changing the way the state spends money collected for road and infrastructure maintenance. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Eureka City Council met on Tuesday night, and one of the items under discussion is the ongoing work between the city and the county in dealing with the homeless population and those who have made campgrounds in greenbelt areas around the city, particularly behind the Bayshore Mall. Police Chief Andy Mills is at the pointed end of enforcing city ordinances when it comes to trespassing, illegal camping, and other violations and crimes. Mills, who along with city officials and members of the Coastal Commission toured the marsh area behind the mall earlier this month, said that it can be difficult balancing the needs of many agencies.
With the regulatory agencies, such as Fish and Game or Coastal Commission, we try to work with them. And I think we have very different needs. A couple weeks ago, we walked through the marsh area with the Coastal Commission. And it was interesting to hear the different perspective from the actual Coastal Commission and the local coastal office.
Mills went on to say that while local governments and law enforcement agencies have excellent working relationships, it's far different once the state and state regulations are involved.
We're getting letters from the local office saying, you're leaving tire tracks out there in the sand. And we go in there with a front loader to pull out, you know, human waste and trash, and which is bizarre to us. And then the Coastal Commission is like, oh, yeah, you should be out here cleaning these people out.
The city of Eureka is in the midst of developing plans to balance the interests of the city, private property owners, and the homeless population. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.